Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and rest for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I feel like I have a lot of things to talk about, but I'm going to try to keep this as short and as succinct as possible because I am recording on my iPhone versus my microphone. So I'm not sure how the sound quality is going to be. And I don't want to torture your ears through something that may not be as crisp as if I was on my microphone. So I guess I will today talk about the fact that I turned 49 recently. And with that, the overarching theme of this episode is that no matter where you are right now in your journey, girl, you do not have to have it all figured out. Okay. So that's what I want to talk about. I guess maybe some lessons from year 48, I guess. And this overarching theme, realistically, that you do not have to know all the answers and you don't have to have it all together. And I'm doing this because I saw a post on Instagram where someone was saying something along the lines of, you know, for the people over 40, what are we supposed to be doing? Like, in other words, we don't have the answers, you know? I feel like that a lot. And I want to let you know that no matter your age, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, and beyond, like, or even your teens, you know, you do not have to have all the answers. I think that due to just like the systems that we are involved in, a lot of the times we are conditioned to believe that by a certain age, we're supposed to have all the damn answers. We're supposed to have it all together. And so, you know, lessons from my 40s, I guess, that is something that I struggled with and I still struggle with because for the longest time, I honestly thought that by a certain age, and this age kept getting pushed back, by the way, but by a certain age, I was supposed to have it figured out. I was supposed to know what I wanted to do with my life. I should have already been doing that thing and been successful at that thing. And like, I should just know like all my goals and the direction and like basically just have it all figured out. And I'm just not sold on that being what life is all about. Because since we're on a journey, having it all figured out to me means like you, basically you're God. You know the end result. You know exactly how to get there. You know all the right things to do. You know how to make it happen. You have all the answers. Like, you know what I mean? I don't feel like that is what being on a journey looks like and feels like, at least for me. Yes, having a map, obviously, unless you want to just kind of like roam and wander, and that's okay too. There are seasons of your life, in my life, where I just wanted to roam and wander and just let things come as they came and figure things out, right? But I'm talking about for the times when you're on the journey, where you know you want to be headed in a certain direction, you obviously want to have a map, and goals are a beautiful thing to have. I highly recommend you have goals, you know? But as far as like having the exact, perfect, always well, you know, crafted solution. Like, I don't think that that's going to be the case all the time. And in the world that we're living in, it's like, that's a bad thing. That's a terrible thing to not have all the answers, to not just always be on, to not always just hitting every goal and doing all the things. Like, that's not a good thing in the world that we live in. We know that it's not. And that's why a lot of times everyone has this, or a lot of people have this mask that they wear, where we try to look perfect on the outside. We have it all together. And on the inside, we're dying inside. Or we're falling to pieces. Or we have all this fear and overwhelm and anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that doesn't quite apply to you, but I can tell you that that definitely applies to me. And it applies to a lot of people, or a lot of, you know, Black women that I'm familiar with, or that I'm in community with, or that I've been in community with over the years. And so, girl, I just want you to use this episode today as a gentle, heartfelt reminder, or notice that, no, you don't have to have it all figured out. Again, I just turned 49. I'm about to be 50. So if I'm still doing this podcast next year when I hit 50, I'm going to officially be taking the role of auntie at that point. I still feel like I'm not quite there yet. And it doesn't help that when people see me and they find out my age, they just pretend. I don't know if they're pretending or if they're being truthful when they say, you know, oh, I thought you're in your 30s or whatever. But I think next year I'm officially going to be like, okay, I'm going to be stepping into this role, auntie or whatever. But, you know, I recently had a birthday, and I was talking to God today, and I'm like, God, what am I supposed to be doing? Who am I supposed to be? What direction am I supposed to be going in? Because honestly, some days I just don't have a clue. There are times when I feel like I haven't accomplished anything. And that's my trauma talking. That's that colonization talking. Okay. That's that white supremacy talking. That's those unhealed parts of me talking. But it feels like I haven't done anything. I haven't accomplished anything. I haven't become anything. I haven't done anything worthy or worthwhile. There are days that I feel like that. And I know that for some of you, it may sound crazy, because people, they just think, oh, you have a podcast, or you have X amount of followers, or you worked at a certain job and you made X amount of dollars, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, you're like, yeah, but so what? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes those things don't really feel like much, if that makes sense. And I'm not saying that in a woe is me kind of way. I'm just being very honest with you. Like, some days you just wake up and you're like, what the hell have I done with my life? How did I get here? What am I doing? Why am I doing these things? What purpose do they serve? Is it for me? Or am I trying to, like, meet a certain standard that I really have no interest in meeting, because I've been told or shown that this is what I'm supposed to do by a certain age, by a certain time frame? So, you know, I have days like that still. And I'm sharing this with you because if you're anything like me, you do have those voices that say you haven't done anything, or you're supposed to be doing more, or you should have it all figured out, or you should have accomplished these things by now. You should have these things on paper. You should be able to check off these boxes on this checklist. Or if not, you're not worthy. You haven't done enough. You aren't good enough. You're taking up space. You should have done more. You should have done better. You haven't accomplished anything. You haven't contributed. You know what I mean? Isn't it terrible, the things that we feel, or the things that we say to ourselves? Isn't it terrible? That's not how I want to live. It really isn't. And the older I get, y'all, like I was kind of like having a conversation, I guess, with myself and God today. And I was just saying, like, I know this comes up quite a bit, but if you're new here, this may be your first time hearing it. But I really just don't want to do anything on social media. And so I haven't, but that's not how you grow something. And so I try to show up. I try and I'll do it for a little while. And it just falls off because my heart's not in it. That may change. I don't know. But my heart's not really in it. I don't want to have to do something just because it just means I'm able to grow a business. Does that make sense? And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And there's other things like that. And so when I kind of get into that headspace, I question myself. And then that's when the doubt comes in and the you should have been's creep in. Does that make sense? And I'm sure there's probably something in your life. It may not be social media. Maybe you love social media, right? But I'm sure there's probably at least one or two things in your life where you're like, I really do not want to do this. I hate it. Or maybe you don't hate it, but you dislike it because it's something that you quote unquote have to do. Like you might enjoy it if you're able to do it on your own time or in a way that felt good for you. You know what I mean? But because you have to do it, you hate it or you really, really just don't like it. So if you have one or two things in your life that are like that, I'm sure you can understand where I'm coming from. But girl, I could probably write a list, and I'm sure you can too, of if you really sat down and thought about it, you've accomplished some amazing things. And these things don't have to be something that the world says, oh man, that's spectacular. For example, if you're not a millionaire, okay, or you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, the world might be like, oh, you ain't accomplished nothing. That's not a big deal. But for you who has done some of the work or you are doing the work to heal, to love yourself, to prioritize yourself, to take better care of yourself emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, maybe you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank. You might be like, Bree, you know what? I finally saved $1,000 or $500 in the bank for the first time in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And I want you to know that I want you to be proud of that. That's huge. That's amazing. That's incredible. Okay? It's a beautiful thing to be able to have your own standards, your own metrics of success, not what the world tells you. And I think you will find those things the more you align yourself with healing, the more you align yourself with grace, the more you align yourself with compassion, the more you align yourself with self-love and self-trust and self-worth. So that's kind of where I am right now. That is the direction that I am going in. And it doesn't always feel easy because, again, I still have this pressure to perform, this pressure to do things that I don't feel honor me as a person. Y'all, you know, I'm not sure how much I can share, but it's just like, how about this? Some of my opportunities to earn income have not been as bountiful as they have been, let's say, in the last year, because there are certain things that I just don't want to do anymore. These things don't feel good. They don't align with who I am right now. They don't align with my values. And because of that, I have like inner struggles, and I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live that way. So I honestly, you know, don't know what this is going to mean for my future. I don't know what it's going to mean for the future of Brown Girl Self-Care, the podcast. I really don't know if at some point I'm going to need to shut things down, because, you know, the income to sustain myself just isn't there. And just so you know, it's not like I'm making, I don't have a big platform. So it's not like I'm making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Okay. Just so you know, in case you didn't know. But I don't know what that means for the future of Brown Girl Self-Care. It might look like a shift into a different direction. It might look like a complete, you know, step away and just let it go. And just, you know, with the understanding that I've done this for a season, 4 or 5 years, and maybe that's enough. Sometimes you have to be okay with just knowing that, you know, you've done what you've done, and it's enough. And give yourself permission to tap into other things, or to explore new venues or other directions. You know, that's a part of growth. That's a part of change. That's a part of evolving. Not necessarily you just giving it up like in defeat. Like once you feel like you've given it your all, you've had some growth, you've noticed things, you've changed, you've stuck it out. You know what I mean? You had some wins, you had some fails, you learned, you grew. Sometimes just the lesson is all you need. And then you can release and move on to other things. Or sometimes it's that you've reached a certain amount of people, like in my case, you know? And now I have this legacy of podcast episodes. I'm probably like almost 300 now, if not 300. But now I have this legacy of podcast episodes that someone can, you know, a year from now, even if I'm not doing the podcast, a year from now, someone can come and listen to some things and get something from it, get some new moments of reflection, get some love coming from my words, or some education on something. You know what I mean? I have built a little legacy with this podcast that I'm pretty proud of. I wouldn't say that every moment has been a shining, you know, feather in my cap, but I'm pretty proud of this legacy of podcast episodes, you know? And so if, in all honesty, if I decided to step away, even if not permanently, but if I decided to step away for a season, I feel confident that this will still be around to just support someone in their journey of life, you know?
I'm a fresh-faced, minimal makeup kind of chick, and one of my best features is my eyes. So off and on, I'd be bummed because no matter the brand of mascara I used, my eyes would end up itchy, and the mascara would clump and flake all over my face. Girl, it was just a mess. Every girl deserves a great lash though, right? So these days, I'm so stoked to have found Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. You've seen it, right? It's the viral mascara in the turquoise tube that is all over your socials. It lengthens and defines the look of my lashes and makes my eyes pop. Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara features a formula that has zero sulfates or parabens. It's buildable, it makes my eyes look brighter, and it's super easy to remove at the end of the day. All it takes is a gentle wipe off with warm water and a cloth, which means no excessive rubbing, tugging, or irritation. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/self-care. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/self-care for 20% off your first order.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
But getting back to the point of this episode, the overarching theme, excuse me, of not having to have it all figured out. That's just where I am. And if you're there too, girl, again, regardless of your age, don't feel like you're alone. Like, there are times when I really don't know what I am supposed, quote unquote, supposed to be doing. I do not have it all figured out. And I think that's okay. I do think that, again, as long as, even if we don't have it figured out, I think sometimes what's more important than hitting our goals or having it all figured out, in my opinion, is again, the growth and taking stock of where you are in the moment or in the season. One of my codependency books, or a codependency book that I'm reading right now, I've mentioned it before. It's a really good book. It's called The Language of Letting Go by Melody Beattie, B-E-A-T-T-I-E. And today, when I recorded this episode, she's talking about some things, including like just keeping focus on yourself. Excuse me, I have a tickle in my throat. My apologies. But keeping focus on yourself and taking inventory, you know, taking inventory, personal inventory of where you are in life. And doing that on a consistent basis.
focusing on the things that you're doing right. And she says that, and we all know this is true, she says that typically for us that, you know, we've gone through trauma, right? A lot of times we're good at pointing out the things that are going wrong. We're good at pointing out the areas in which we have not been successful. We're good at pointing out the parts of us that are quote unquote bad, you know? And I think a part of that is just like I think it's wired in our brains as far as like looking for the bad or the scary or the hard out of survival. Probably our ancestors back in the day, like way back in the day, obviously they were looking for things that could be deemed as bad or not right. Because, of course, they didn't want to get eaten by a dinosaur or a lion or, you know, that kind of thing. Obviously, we don't have those kind of fears this day and age. I mean, not to that level, fear of being eaten by a dinosaur or a mountain lion or things like that. But again, it's easy. Sometimes way easier for some of us, myself included, to, as we're trying to navigate this life, we can point out all the things that are wrong, all the things we didn't do, all the things we should have done, all the things we did that were a big flop, all the parts of us that are, again, quote unquote, bad or not acceptable, or things that are not going right in our life. We're really good at pointing those things out, right, sis? Like those, I can just give you a sheet of paper, give you like 30 seconds. And on that list, in that 30 seconds, you probably write down 20 things. But if I gave you another sheet of paper and gave you not even 30 seconds, gave you twice the amount of time, a minute, and said now, right now in your life, write down all the things that are going well, I bet you'd struggle. Or I bet a lot of us would struggle to come up with the same amount of things. Like if in 30 seconds you were able just to spout off 20 things that were not going right, or, you know, things that were not right about you or whatever. If I gave you a minute, would you be able to even come up with 20 things? I don't know. But Melody, like I was saying, like she recommends like just taking personal stock, personal inventory on a regular basis of what's going right in your life. And I think that's an important reminder because, again, if you are in a season where you have no idea what the hell you're supposed to be doing right now, like me, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, if you're waiting on direction from God, or you're waiting for just something to bubble up in your spirit or your inner knowing, you're just kind of like in a season of waiting, which isn't a bad thing, by the way. But if you're in a season of waiting, or a season of uncertainty with your life, you're waiting just for some guidance and direction, it's easy to say, oh, well, if I hadn't missed these opportunities, then I wouldn't be in this place right now. Like, it's always just so easy to go to the negative, is my point. Instead of, or versus, focusing on some positive things. And even when, for example, you make a mistake today, it's okay to acknowledge, yes, a mistake was made, but even more important, what did I learn from that? How can I grow from that? How can I give myself some grace from that? So I can just say, yeah, it happened. This is what I learned, if there's a lesson to be learned. And now I'm going to free myself from this. I'm going to release this so that this mistake, these things that I'm deeming as mistakes, these things that I'm saying, you know, these are bad things about me. Like, I'm going to allow myself to release these things so that, you know what, they do not hold me back from whatever my destiny is, or they do not hold me back from my next. They do not cloud my vision to where I'm not even able to recognize that next opportunity that's on the horizon. I can't even see it because all I can see is these bad, you know, these things about myself or my situation that I deem as bad, unworthy, whatever. Insert your own words there. Does that make sense? So even though we don't have it all figured out right now, and I really don't know if we're supposed to, honestly. But even if we don't have it figured out right now in this season, like, you don't know necessarily what your next is. You won't be in such a way where you're just having all these negative thoughts about yourself to the point where you can't see any good within yourself. You can't see any good on the horizon for you. You can't notice opportunities, new pathways, et cetera, because you're just so clouded or you're so stuck in the muck. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, girl, you do not have to have it all figured out. You do not have to have all the answers. It's okay to take a beat and just to rest and be still, which is what I have been doing currently. I do know that I am going to be, God willing, as long as the plans don't change, I will be moving next year to another state. I talked about that very briefly, maybe in the last episode or two. Can't recall which. And so things are definitely getting sharper for me. I'm allowing myself to envision. I'm allowing myself to dream. Even though they still feel uncertain, if that makes sense. Even though I still don't always feel like I know, you know, what's exactly next for me in all areas of my life. I don't feel like I have all the answers. I don't feel like I know exactly what I'm doing or I don't feel confident in the things that I have done in the past, if that makes sense. Yeah, you do not have to have it all figured out. You really, really don't. Your life does not need to be an aesthetic, sis. I know that that's the big thing. Everything's a vibe. Everything's an aesthetic. Everything's a curated, you know, part of your existence. Like, I get it. I'm not saying that you can have a vibe, a mood, an aesthetic for certain parts of your life. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is it doesn't have to be. Okay. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes the things that we're going to do, they're going to be ugly as hell. They really, really are. And I guess there's beauty in that. There's beauty in the ugly parts. There's beauty in the ugly parts of us. There's beauty in the ugly parts of our lives. There's always something to be found in there. Little gems, little nuggets that usually, especially when we're dealing with harder circumstances, those little gems, they are just so far down and stuck in the dirt and the muck. But I think for me, while I'm in it, while I'm in the muck, I don't see those little gems usually. And sometimes this will take years for me to see and to realize and to identify, because at that point, time is behind me, or that time has moved forward, obviously. Sometimes we just need time to do its thing. Because while you're in it, sometimes it's a little painful, it's a little hard, it's a little sharp, it's a little scary sometimes. But after time has passed and done its thing, even though it still might make you wince to look back on certain things, usually for me at least, after some time and reflection and honesty with myself and allowing myself to feel feelings and to have thoughts and things like that, I can find, you know, little gems, and it doesn't make the experience easier necessarily. But I can look back and say, oh, wow, look at how much I've grown from this experience, or look what I learned about myself from this experience, or look at how my life has changed from this experience, or just look how I do things now compared to how I used to do things while I was dealing with that thing. Does that make sense? So even if you don't know where you're headed right now, I guess for me, it's okay, because once you move past this season, however long it is, you're going to be able to look back and you're still going to be able to learn some things about life, about yourself, about just the world around you, about who you are. I still struggle with that. Sometimes I really just don't know who the hell I am outside of all the labels. Sometimes I do still struggle with that. Some days I feel like I have a good handle, but I guess because we're constantly growing and shifting and evolving, maybe this is not a question that we ask just once or twice in life. Like, who am I? Because life is not the same. It's, you know, seasons and time changes everything. So maybe this is a question that we do need to ask ourselves on a regular basis. Who am I? What do I want? What do I want to do? Who do I want to be? Right? But yeah, just, I don't want you to think of this time where you feel like you're just kind of like floating out there as wasted time. It's not wasted time. Not even right now in the present is it honestly wasted time. For some of us who have been hustling and grinding and doing all the things, and right now maybe you're in a place of just floating, you're like, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe this is honestly a blessing for now, in part, because you're able to slow down. You're able to rest. You're able to actually think thoughts. You're actually able to feel feelings. You know what I mean? You're actually able to have some time for yourself. But yeah, regardless, this is not wasted time, because a lot of times, again, like I said before, while you're in it, it's hard to see. But once you're past this season, you're able to look back with some reflection and say, ah, I learned something. Or I didn't realize I was doing that thing. I thought I wasn't doing anything. Or man, I'm so thankful for that time looking back on it, because I realized I was able to do XYZ or learn XYZ about myself, or whatever the case may be. The lessons are always usually there. We just sometimes are not able to access them or cultivate them in that moment. The lessons are still going to be lessons, and they're still going to be there regardless of when you access them. Does that make sense? I hope so. So yeah, girl, your girl just turned 49 and still has a lot of living to do, still has a lot of things to uncover, still has a lot of things to try, still has a lot of things to learn, still has a lot of things to explore. Next year is definitely going to be a doozy once I move, because I feel like a lot of growth is going to happen next year and in year and years beyond. But a lot of growth is definitely going to happen next year. But yeah, happy birthday to me, 49. I feel blessed to have made it this far. I pray for long life and growth and just a lot of things that aren't necessarily, they're not like worldly things, if that makes sense. Like, I pray for a new car. I pray for a new house. Like, I, those are not the things that, not right now are, you know, something that I have been like praying for. It's just for me more so like growth and love and healing and good friendships and, you know, just things like that. Just things like that. And not that there's anything wrong if you're praying for a house, you're praying for a car, you're praying for increase or believing for increase, or just whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just letting you know that wasn't necessarily the prayer for 49. That answer may change 2 months from now, but right now I'm just kind of like in this period of kind of just being and reflection and gratitude, if that makes sense. So yeah. So in any case, girl, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If I haven't said it in a minute, I just want to let you know that I'm so grateful that you are here. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. Make sure you share, if you're in a place to do so, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. That would be a really good help, honestly, for me. Like, if you're able to share it, because it's just not something, I'm not able to put money behind this podcast, honestly. So I don't have the ability to reach tons of new, you know, audiences. You know, I'm not making posts on social media realistically that are going viral. Like, I'm not doing any of those things, at least not right now. I just don't have it in me to do so. So any share that you're able to do, it just really goes a long way. And I just appreciate that. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, you can be so kind as to leave a rating and review on iTunes or Spotify. Man, that would really just be a humongous and tremendous help for me and for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. So if this podcast has served you in any way, a share would be just so useful. So yeah, girl, that's it for this episode. Many more thoughts and things to come. Have a blessed week. Take deep breaths this week. Do some reflection this week. Take a minute or two or a million for yourself this week. And come back next Monday. I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.